Blog Talk Radio.
Sinners, get ready.
What you gonna do?
The Lord is
gonna do what you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
You better get your heart to the Lord.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
Tuned into Blog Talk Radio. Your program is the Old Ship of Zion. Your host is Overseer Janice Ward. I am so delighted to be able to come across these skyways and airways, bringing unto you the divine word of truth. I hope and I pray that all was well in your family circle, and I hope that all continually to be well with you and yours. Hallelujah. I just thank God for giving me this opportunity to come across these skyways and airways once again. Hallelujah, because we know that God is able to do anything but fail. Hallelujah. And we just thank him in all things. We give thanks unto him and bless his holy name. Hallelujah. I want to take this time and to send out condolences to all of you that has lost loved ones in the last 72 hours, the last 48 hours, the last 24 hours, 8 hours ago, 30 minutes ago, even moments ago. And we want you to know that you're not alone in your hour of bereavement, and that you have journeymen, you have prayer warriors, you have just people of God in general that's praying for you and praying with you during your hour of bereavement. And we're praying that God will restore restoration unto your heart and your soul. Hallelujah. And so now we're going to go on into our opening prayer. And we always come across with an opening prayer, and we are acknowledging our soon coming Messiah. So I want to present to others and introduce the psalm. His name is Jesus Christ. He is a native of Nazareth, yet born in Bethlehem. We know that one of these old days, he's going to crack those clouds. Hallelujah. But until that time come upon us, hallelujah, Father God, we will continually to mount up before the four corners of this earth, from the north, south, east, and west, as pilgrims through this barren land. And I'm just asking you all tonight, Heavenly Father, hallelujah, to anoint these lips of clay. Able me to bring a rhema word to those that may, then again, may not know of you in the pardons of their iniquity. Grace me, your servant, O God, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom. To each and every one that are hurting deep down in the epitome of their souls, Father God, we'd be so mindful to give your name all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Hallelujah. These and other blessings we ask in your Son Jesus' mighty marvelous name. And we'll let the temple say amen and amen. And I just thank those of you that so graciously tune in tonight. I have been just trying out my hardware earlier this evening, and well, this last evening now, because we're into another day. So I'll say on last evening, we was tackling my hardware and my gear to, you know, just to see what the music and the vocals and the audio and all of that, we wanted to hear what it sound like, so that we're trying to get a even smoother sound. So we know that God is able, and so we will just keep at it. This is my priority, is to keep at it until I get it the way that I desire it to be. Hallelujah. And for you, the listener, to be able to listen with clarity. And so we just thank God for, you know, everything that he's doing and that he is about to do in the lives of his people. And I will be with you 1 hour on this morning. And I want you to get close to your radio dial. I want you to get all your digital toys and bring them aboard, and you can have your chip and your dip and whatever you want to sip on this morning, and just allow me to just minister to your heart and to your soul on this morning. Hallelujah. I have just kind of been away from the studio for some days now, be trying to get, you know, my system, get all the little kinks out of it, you know, because it seemed to kind of stag, and I don't need it stagnant on me. I need it to perform its best of its ability. So, but you know, when there's, you know, our life, that is our lifeline now. You know, everything is digital, and so, you know, when I computers and what have you began to, you know, act out, you know, then it bring about, you know, a stagnation unto our task, because, you know, this is an assignment. I am on a mission, and this assignment has been given unto me through God. And so, you know, whenever, you know, the enemy comes in and he tries to, you know, he can't really stop anything. But I tell you what, he can definitely slow it down. He can definitely slow it down. But like I first stated, I just want you to get close this morning, and I'm not going to preach, you know, hard on this morning. I'm just going to kind of teach at a low keel, and I don't know, look like I'm trying to sneeze. I hope and pray that I don't. But in the event that I do, please excuse me, if you will. I'm just asking you ahead of time, because I don't know, look like I'm getting the sniffles. But anyway, you know, I'm going on in Jesus' name, and just pray for me as I pray for you. And so right now, without any further ado, we're going to go on into our service and a program that's already in progression. Hallelujah. And this morning, our sermon entitled is As Is. I want to say that one more time. Our title on this morning is As Is. And we can use one word, and that is brokenness. And we're going to go and we're going to read our first key scripture for this morning. And it reads like this. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things has become new. And that scripture reading is coming out of the law of 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. All right, we're going to read our second key scripture for this morning. And it reads this. Oh, worship the Lord. Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Psalms 96 and 9. Hallelujah. And we know that Paul, hallelujah, he wrote to the congregation at Corinthians out of a deep relationship with God. Paul had relied on God's nurture and on God's support and on God's guidance. Through numerous humiliations and disappointments and hardship, we come to find out that the challenges, hallelujah, the Corinthian church to not restrict awareness of God's love to times when things are going well, but also allow God's empowering presence to do his work in the midst of whatever life, hallelujah, offers. So Paul remind you and I, and the children and the people of God everywhere, hallelujah, that in God we can stay steadfastness. And we know that it is not determined by an external condition. Even when we are in situations that are overwhelming for you and I, we're in a distress mode and we're being persecuted and we're being abused by loved ones or dishonored in our community. We know that God, hallelujah, holds us in his loving arms like a loving parent. We know that when he loves you and I, through whatever threatens us, God's spiritual strength and beauty are revealed to you and I and those around us. And so I want to encourage you on this morning. I don't know who I'm talking to on this morning, but I want you to let not your heart be troubled. Hallelujah, because we know that God can calm any storm and sea that you might be facing in your life. You might be going through a crisis in your life. But I'm here to tell you that God, hallelujah, God can remove all the ills and the pains and the sufferings that you are encountering on this morning. God loves you no matter what condition that you find yourself in. We know we all fall short of the glory and honor of God. And so God welcome our shortcomings. Hallelujah. God welcomes your setbacks. And God also restores your brokenness and your worries and your despairs. I'm here to let you know that God, hallelujah, can wipe all the tears away. God, hallelujah, can take whatever is ailing you and whatever has your mind in disarray to put all the pieces together of your brokenness. Just like the old tale saying, Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall and Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. And yet all the king horses and all the king men wasn't able to put Humpty Dumpty back together again. But I want to come and serve your notice on this morning. We're not serving Humpty Dumpty, but we're serving our Lord named Jesus Christ. He is the Prince of Peace. He is the Rose of Sharon. He's our hope for tomorrow. He's our hope for today. He's our hope for right now. He's our hope for the next moment. He's our hope for the next hour. He is our hope for the next second. So whatever that you are encountering on this morning, I'm here to let you know that Jesus Christ can restore that brokenness and make you a brand new creature in Christ. All you have to do is surrender your heart and your soul to God. God is wanting to take residence, hallelujah, in that heart of yours. Hallelujah. All you got to do is just come to Christ as you are. It doesn't matter what you've done, because we all have sinned. It's no big sin, a little sin. sin is just sin. Any way you look at it, any way you slice and dice it, it is sin. So there's no big sin. There's no big eyes and little me's. But we all have sinned and have fallen short of the glory and the honor, hallelujah, of God. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your holy name. But, you know, Paul told them, he said, this is the God in whom we find our unity in the Spirit. This is the God who continually to stand and to draw all God's people unto the divine presence. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of 2 Corinthians 6 and 16. Hallelujah, bless your holy name. And we know that you might be feeling a little down. You might be feeling weak in your body and in your extremities. But we know that God can make all things new. And when you come to Christ, the old things, that old heart of ours, are transformed into a new heart, into a loving heart that once held hatred and malice, covetousness, and jealousy. Hallelujah, God will make you new again. You know, there's a song that one songwriter said, I want to be made over. Well, I'm here to encourage you this morning that God can make you over. You want to be made over, God can make you over. God can make you new and improved, because God said that you are a new creature in Christ. The old you has passed away, and behold, all things, that you have a new you now. You are new and improved. Hallelujah. You got a new attitude. You got a new way of walking, a new way of talking, a new way of wearing your hair. Hallelujah. Because God has improved you. You are a new person. You might look the same on the outside, but on the inside, you're brand new. And so God accept you and I as is. Don't matter how broke down and, you know, in life, that, you know, you might think that you have done so much in your life, you are not worthy of God's love. But it's no one that is in existence that aren't worthy of God's love. God loved each and every one of us. And God proved that when he went to Calvary Cross. They said they hung him high and they spread them wide. And the Bible says that God died until the sun refused to shine. So that means that the sun hid itself. And the Bible says that there was complete darkness upon the earth. Hallelujah. So we know that God loves us. And he continually to show himself in signs and wonders in someone's life around this world every single day. God is showing, hallelujah, the omnipotence of his power. Because God has all power in his hand. He's got healing in his wings. God can do whatever he's big enough and bad enough to do. He owns the world. He owns it. The heavens and the highest heavens of the dominion of heaven and the earth down here below where you and I are. He owns that as well. So I'm here to tell you, you're not so broken and so, you know, just the devil want to tell you that you're not beautiful and that you're ugly and that you're no good and that you're nobody. But I want to let you know that you are somebody. For number one, you are God's child. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And so you might, the devil might tell you that, you know, you're no earthly good. But I'll tell you what. The Bible says that everything God made, he said was good. So even in the wickedest person, we know that there lies good in everyone. And when they do things that's, you know, we know that unseemly and that might be hurtful and scandalous and might break the law and just, you know, upset a home, we know that that person is not in their rightful spiritual mind. The demonic spirit has taken over. And that person has to be transformed by the renewing of their mind, by the renewing of God's grace and mercy. Hallelujah. God can make us new. God can make you new again. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we must not be seduced by the false gods of security, predictability, and isolation, and exclusivity. For we know that these gods, they close our hearts to the riches of what God has to offer you and I. We know that in God, through Jesus Christ, we are free to sing the Lord's song. We are free to give ourselves generous to others. This is the power of the Spirit that sustains you and I. And Paul said that it will sustain us through whatever adversities occurs in yours and mine in our lives. It is our prayer, hallelujah, that our communities be sustained and guided by the God of the universe who provided for you and I and for every single individual. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And our sermon again is as is. So we know that we all have got something in our lifetime that was as is. You might have went to a used clothing store and bought an item that someone else had used. They might had not put a lot of, you know, damage on the article, but you know that it wasn't brand new. It wasn't in its original. So it was, you buy it as is. And a lot of times when you buy it as is and you take it away and you find out that something, you know, about it that's not in working orders, the place that you bought it will not allow you to bring it back. So that means that, you know, you just stuck with that as-is item. So Jesus reached down and picked us up as we are in the miry clay. When we are in our sins, we are dirty. And we got dirt and grime of the world of sin on us. So God take you and I and he washes us off, hallelujah, and sprinkle us with the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. And break, make us new again. So we know that we're talking about as is. And we can think about an old beat up car that sit on a used car lot. It might be rusty and it has been forsaken for years. Nobody had paid it much attention. No one has given it any love and care. And so we know that it has just sit there, been forsaken, and years of abuse, and people had previous owned it, had hard driven it, and has taken, so the car we know that has taken a lot of abuse, and the weather has beat up on it. And so we know that it is not in its former condition as a brand new shiny car. But then there is somebody that's interested in that as is old rusted, dusty car. just like Jesus is concerned about us. We don't care how dirty in sin that we might have become. We know that Jesus Christ will reach down. You know, that was an old hymn that said, if you have to reach way down, Jesus can pick you up if you have to reach way down. So we know that Jesus can reach way down and pick you and I up and clean us off and make us new again. Hallelujah. So just like the old guy that went to the car dealer and looked at that old beat up car that had been just misused and a lot of miles had began to rest upon the car. But that individual went there to buy that old car that looked like it wasn't any good. It was just looked like, you know, just meant for the junkyard. But the individual knew that there was some life that could yet be had in that old car. He knew that if he had gotten that old car, what he could do with it. That's the same way God does you and I. We might be contaminated with sin, but Jesus can wash all the contamination off of you and I and then infill us with his loving power and his spirit, and we are new creatures in Christ. Hallelujah. So we know that the old car that set up on the lot and this old guy that took a liking to the old junkyard dog car and decided that he wanted to purchase it. So the salesman tell him that, all right, this is your car. Here's the keys. And saying that I'm selling you this old car as is. Hallelujah. So the owner just smiled because he knew inside of his heart that he had the ability to restore that old castaway into a form of beauty. But we know that in our lives, we have friends and constituents and family members that might live in a distance, maybe in another state or across town. We have troubled men's and women's, hallelujah, that sit in a park long of sadness, contemplating where he or she went wrong. They have encountered years of abuse and hard living has taken their toll, hallelujah, on once was a vibrant young woman. But that person has been mistreated by others so many times. They felt that they had little value anymore. But after making their own mistakes, living with their own bad choices, hallelujah, that they know that that life seemed just like an old junk heap forever. But I want you to know that you're no longer a heap pile. You are a new creature in Christ Jesus. Because Jesus tell us, he said that someone mentioned that Jesus specializes in cast off. And he's waiting to transform you. Hallelujah. If only you trust him. We know that Jesus will take care of you. He will take you and I as is by product. And God will begin to restore that lost person from the abundance life that he has promised. We know that the new life in Christ has begun. And the past with this darkness is gone. So I encourage you to look closer to see what the Savior has done. For change is beginning to dawn. We know that salvation is not just turning over a new leaf, but it's also is receiving a new life. Hallelujah. And I hope and I pray that I've said something, hallelujah, to marinate your spirit and to infuse your mind as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. And if this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, you're encouraged to send your prayer petitions to the old ship of Zion. And you can also send your prayer and your correspondence to God's House of Deliverance, Digital Worldwide Ministry, and care of Overseer Janet Ward. And this program on this morning has been brought to you by Blog Talk Radio. This program has been the Old Ship of Zion, and you are welcome to send your correspondence. Make them attentive to Overseer Janet Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California 95020. Our web address, www.janicewardministries.org. Till we meet again across these skyways and airways, you're encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. We're going to now change dynamics of this program. We're going to turn you over to Hymns of Zion. Uplift your spirit and encourage your heart. Till we meet again, you're encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. Don't forget that as is, God accepts you as is. You are new, improved through Christ Jesus. So like I said before, up next, Hymns of Zion. Till we meet again, you go in God and allow God to go in you. Bye for now. Up next, Hymns of Zion.
Your sickness, but here's I'm so glad. I know it was the blood. I'm so glad that I know it was the blood. I know. It was the blood. When I was lost,
hey, you remember Patty?
Whoa. He died.
Yeah.
You remember?
Yes, I do.
He died. He died up on the cross.
Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. I sent my son to you. He gave his life for you. Now there is nothing left for me to do. Oh, yeah. Such love I have to give. Oh, yeah. My sacrifice is for you. You can only live. Do you hear my voice? Right now, it is your joy. Come home to me. To live with me. Oh, it's a place I want you to be. Lord, I need you right by my side. Yes, I do. Oh, it's a place I want you to be. It's a place I want you to be. Oh, it's a place I want you to be.
Over.
but I'm starting all over again. But now I'm ready to make things all right. I've got to start over again.
Come on. Let it be you, Lord. Oh, Sometimes I feel I need When I think about all that God has done, I really
God has been so good to me. When I look back over my life some years ago when my mom passed, I thought I was going to lose my mind. But God took the hurt out of the hurt. He took the pain out of the pain. He took the grief. And I know he's been good to you too. Oh, yes, he has. Think of the goodness of God. Go ahead, all he's done for me. Being the oldest of twin kids.
If you praise him now, he'll turn the thermostat down. in your promise. In fact, he'll be the postman in your promise. If you praise him now, while you're going through your storm, he'll stand at the bow of your ship and speak to your soul and say, "Peace, be still." And everything obeys the voice of God. Do you know what you've been doing instead of praising God? You've been telling God about your trouble. You've been telling God about your field and your sickness. But hear this. Stop telling God about your problems and turn that thing around and tell your problems about your God and what he's able to do. Just begin to praise him now.
We give you praise because you're worthy.
I'm so glad I know it was the blood. I'm so glad that I know it was the blood. I know. It was the blood.
You remember Patty?
Yes, it was.
Anybody say it out here tonight?
And yes, it is.
One day.